From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for President Donald Trump from a leading Democrat. Not known for his kind words for the president, Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move and a major accomplishment. For its part, North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war, something tantamount to a complete economic blockade. VOA's Lori London has more.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
For the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. Haley says it builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Peru's president has announced that he has granted a medical pardon to jailed former strongman Alberto Fujimori, who is serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses, corruption, and the sanctioning of death squads. President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski released a statement Sunday night saying he had decided to free Fujimori for humanitarian reasons. Now 79, Fujimori filed a request for a pardon, citing his deteriorating health. From Washington, this is VOA.